This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Skirwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. This is Felice Skirwitz, and today we are going to be talking about having a mini retreat. So this is a podcast about a mini retreat to refresh your soul. And I'm going to tell you a little bit in just a minute about why I thought about this topic, and it was not an original topic, the retreat part, obviously. Anyway, I'm sure many of you have thought about going on retreat or have been on retreat. But we're going to be discussing how to have a mini one in your own home. This is podcast number 7, and you can find the show notes at afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. Well, I know for me, there are many times that I'm weary with the burdens of everyday life, and I long to just be able to spend time on a retreat. Now, some of you may think of, you know, going to a spa or going to get a massage or something like that. And those things do not interest me at all. I'm one of those weird people that do not like to do those kinds of things, you know. But there are many of you that do, and that might be a way to get away or to just, you know, relax a few minutes away from home. But I wanted to talk about having a retreat within the home. And the reason I wanted to do this is because I don't know, you know, why it's so difficult, but it is right now. My busy, you know, time with kids and a lot of responsibilities to get away. So I wanted to talk about, you know, how, what that would look like in my own home. And the reason I thought of this topic was because I just recently recorded or pre-recorded a session for Vintage Homeschool Moms on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, a sister network of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. And on Vintage Homeschool Moms, Meredith Curtis and I, a friend of mine, we do a podcast monthly together. And so when I asked her what she wanted to podcast on, she said she wanted to share the importance on going on a retreat with the Lord. So that episode is going to air, you know, in a few months. This episode's a little bit sooner than that one. And when it does air, I will put the link in the show notes. And you can find the show notes. Just look for episode number 7, A Few Minutes with God podcast.com. And as she was sharing with me her thoughts about a retreat, she was sharing that as a busy mom, she and a friend decided to exchange time to babysit each other's children while they went grocery shopping or whatever their errands were. And it was a 3-hour block of time. And she decided instead of doing errands that she was going to use that time to go on retreat with the Lord, you know, twice a month. And I loved it. I mean, it was such a great way to refresh, you know, her young mom's heart and soul, right? Just to be able to have that time to spend with the Lord. But I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, wow, what would a retreat look like if I could do that, but on a way, way, way smaller scale? So, you know, even looking at an hour and being able to divide that amount of time into different segments. And I'm going to share what that would look like and also share with you, you know, just some questions that I want you to ask yourself. Because sometimes what happens is we're not even open to that idea because we have so many obstacles. We have so many things that we have to do before we can spend that time as we think about it for ourselves. So even, again, as a young mom, I had a hard time getting my hair cut. I mean, my hair was long because it was really hard for me to get to the hairdressers. And I remember when my hair started to get gray, because I have very dark hair. And I remember a friend saying, oh, you know, I have this really good hairdresser. And I'm thinking, okay, well, that's like a hint, you know, that can touch up your gray. And I was thinking, gosh, you know, I don't have time to go to the hairdressers because that's going to just take hours. So I remember for years going and buying something over the counter until at one point my hair was, you know, tons of different colors because dark, dark hair doesn't, you know, I've learned it's a science, okay? And so I ended up, you know, finally going and getting my hair done. But there were so many obstacles, so many reasons I couldn't spend the time. And so I'm going to ask you these questions and have you just think really briefly about this. And if you want to think longer, you can go print out the show notes on the podcast page, or, you know, you can jot these down or just stop the audio. So the first is, what is a retreat? What does that mean to you? You know, the retreat means, you know, going back or taking, you know, I'm not going to get into the, you know, real meaning of the word or looking it up. I'll let you handle that. But the thing is, it's just a time to, for me, the word means a time to just be refreshed. But think about what that means to you. What does the perfect retreat look like to you? And I'm going to share with you what it looks like to me. What is the one thing that is holding you back? What is holding you back? And another question is, what is to you, what is the power of concentrated prayer? Can you answer that question? What is the power? Or do you even think concentrated prayer has any great value? And that might be a better way of asking that question. What value, there, I like that better. What value do you think concentrated prayer has? And by concentrated, I'm saying, you know, focusing in on one thing that you're praying for an extended period of time. That's what it means to me, but I don't know what it means to you. And the next question is, what do you feel is the key to finding an answer in prayer? What is that key for you? Okay, so for me, you know, the retreat, as I shared earlier, is a time to refresh. And the perfect retreat for me looks like an hour broken up into 15 different segments of time. So the first segment doesn't have to be exact. I am not a perfectionist. So if you are, you know, you can divide and do it however you want. But the first would be praising God. So whether I'm just praising Him in song or just praising Him in words, you know, you are the King of Kings, you are the Lord of Lords, you are the bright morning star, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Those are words I say. And then if a song comes to me, I might sing it. But whatever that is, to just get in the presence of the Lord. Then I spend some time in quiet, where I'm just quiet and I listen. And in that amount of time, you know, I wait for some thought to come to my mind where I might jot it down, and or a scripture may come to mind that I'll go look up. But it's just a time for me to journal and just listen. And then I'll read the scriptures. And again, you know, don't hold to the 15 minutes, but I'm trying to break it up into, you know, a doable amount of time for us busy people. And if you have more time, by all means, you know, use that time. So for me, the third segment of my hour would be scripture. And then the last segment is what I was talking about with the concentrated prayer. With just taking that one person or that one prayer request and just praying over that person or praying for that prayer request. And I know sometimes we have like 30 things, right? Or 40 or 50 or whatever. So what I would do at that point is I had a journal and I decided to do it backwards. And then instead of putting my prayer request in the front of my journal, this was just my prayer journal for prayers, I would put them at the back. So that's where I would list all the people that asked me to pray or people that I know needed my prayers or would say, you know, please pray about this. So that would go into my journal at the back of the book. The front of the book I reserved for all of the answered prayers. When someone would say, you know, this wonderful thing happened, or, you know, thank you so much for praying because, you know, this was the outcome, or whatever that was, or something that I was specifically praying for that the Lord answered, that would go into my prayer journal there. And so when I had my concentrated prayer, I was praying specifically for something, I would only pray for that one thing. And then I would say, Lord, I'm lifting up all of the things in my prayer journal that need prayers. Because God knows we don't have to list every single thing out. In fact, we don't even need to pray that one specific prayer, right? But sometimes in praying that, you know, I feel like the widow who you know, touched the hem of the Lord when she was hemorrhaging. And I'll have that scripture in the show notes. But when she was hemorrhaging and the Lord healed her, you know, there were all these people touching him. The Lord was in a crowd and he said, who touched me? And his disciples said, Lord, you know, there are so many people here. But he knew, because he felt the power going out of him, that somebody had been praying forever for this need that she had. And the Lord, you know, he healed her at that point because that was the right time for her. And so when we pray sometimes, you know, for something specifically and it's not answered, then I put that also in the back of my book, in my prayer journal, for the Lord, you know, to deal with that in his time. And I think there's so many wonderful instances in the scriptures that we hear about, you know, prayer that wasn't answered immediately. You know, like the man who was the beggar who was blind for years. And if he was at the temple, didn't the Lord pass him at some point? You wondered, you know, this blind man that God, the, you know, the second person of the Trinity decided to heal at that point. Didn't he pass him at some point? You know, and I think that sometimes we pray and we expect instant prayer, instant gratification. I know I do. Would be so much better, right? We can pray for somebody and find out that our prayers have been answered and we would be delighted if that's, you know, if there was a formula where we could put God in a box. We can't. And I think these things teach us so much, and that's why the idea of a retreat is so wonderful, because it can renew us. And then I would end again with praising God and thanking him and being thankful. And you know, the concentrated prayer might not be, you know, obviously it's not going to be that whole 15 minutes, or it might be for you. I don't know if you have a list of people you want to do it differently. But I always thank God and praise him at the end, because that is a perfect way to start in praise and end in praise. I know that at times, you know, you're like me and say, I don't have time for a retreat. I don't have time for 3 hours like Meredith did. You know, when the Lord provided that, you know, beautiful blessing in her life as a young mommy. And, you know, sometimes we do have that time. But if you can implement a mini retreat, you know, even if it's 15 minutes a day, or even if it's, you know, 15 minutes a week, and maybe implement that into your prayer life and just be refreshed and renewed, because the Lord is so willing to do that in our lives if we just give him the time. Let's go ahead and pray. I just praise you and I thank you, Lord Jesus, and I thank you for all of those who are listening today. I ask that you come into their lives, refresh their souls. Give them a hunger to be with you more, Lord. Give them time for a mini retreat or a longer retreat in their lives, Lord. And I just pray that you bless them abundantly. And I thank you, Lord, for all that you've done in our lives. I just praise you and I thank you. And we cannot thank you enough, Lord, for the gift of life, for all that you do for us, Lord. And I just praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.